Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm excited about having Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeff's an old friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an author of a number of books, including Teleworking and Telecommuting, and he is one of our top home-based business teleworking experts, just an all-around entrepreneurial expert. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. What's going on?
Well, we're still plying away down here in overcast South Florida. So we're doing our thing, and it's every day we keep making it. And I think that's the life of the entrepreneur. You know, you just keep plugging away and making it happen and shooting toward the goal.
Well, let's talk about that goal for just a minute. How do we make sure? You know, sometimes we focus on a goal, on a location, on a prize, and we'd like to think that we make progress every day getting toward that. But some days you wake up and it seems like maybe the target's moved, or you backed up a little bit, or whatever. How do we keep going? What does it take to keep, what do you call it, entrepreneurial endurance?
It's like entrepreneurial endurance, or having the stamina or the resilience, especially. I mean, I think that, to me, resilience has come up a couple times in some of the work that I've been writing and doing and speaking on lately, where, and it's not just me using the word or the phrase entrepreneurial endurance or resilience, mm-hmm. where other people have sort of said it, sort of parallel thinking going on. And it's the ability to bounce back. It's the ability to handle success. And to sort of propel success further, but it's the ability not to be knocked back by a setback, where a client may call, you know, give you that fateful call and say, you know what, we're going in a different direction. Mm-hmm. We're doing something else. We're going a different way. Hopefully it's not an indictment of the quality of your work, service, or product, more that they've just had a change of heart and you were, you know, unbeknownst to you, so you weren't able to come in and sort of change your path along with their changing path. They came out of the blue and said, and that's really what it's all about, being resilient. And I think that since we are soloists, or the small business owner really runs the ship, it's up to us to figure out ways to implement that resilience, that endurance, that stamina.
Our mutual friend, Suzanne Mulvihill, calls it emotional endurance.
Right, right. And that's really what it is.
It really is, isn't it? And you're right. I mean, and that's the reason why, Jeff, that I try to speak and talk about as much as I can about focusing on the spirit of the small business owner.
Right.
Because, you know, all of the marketing knowledge, all of the selling savvy, all of the ability to manage your finances, all of that stuff is great. But in a small business, somebody has got to be the resilience, the
right.
emotional resilience, the entrepreneurial strength, the backbone, the
right.
you know, whatever. Somebody has to be able to do that. Somebody has to be sort of, it's sort of like the atlas of that business, isn't
right.
it?
You got to throw it on your shoulders and be prepared to carry it forward. And you know what? And the thing is, I've been at this since 1989, been working from home, running a small business, and we find that what appears outside often is much more rosy than maybe the case inside. So you have someone who's running a show and he's looking like he's doing pretty good, but you don't know the demons he goes to sleep with at night.
That's right.
Or wakes up with in the morning, if he has payroll, or even if he doesn't have payroll, if he just has issues, things that have to be dealt with, things that, you know, cash flow. I mean, cash flow is an issue that many of us face on a recurring
Absolutely.
Basis. Sometimes we're flush and sometimes it's really lean.
It's a daily issue.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
small business, and you know, Jeff, when you know more about mid-sized businesses and big businesses, cash is an issue that every single organization in the world faces. Government, it doesn't matter what they all face those things. But for small businesses, the smaller you are, the less options you have, the fewer options you have to get cash, to leverage whatever it is that you're doing to convert that into cash, the fewer options you have, and that puts you even more at risk. And and you know, Jeff, to me, this what we're talking about right now is the kind of conversation everybody should listen to before they decide to hang up their time card and exchange their W-2 for a balance sheet.
You know what? That's a good point, because I think there's two sides to that. First off, you have to realize, I was speaking to somebody last night, and he was making a comment that, wow, you work from home. That's really great. And I'm like, you know what? It's no longer about working from home. It's about running a business that happens to be based from my home. Mm-hmm. So I don't have rent per se. I do have a mortgage, but everyone has a rent or mortgage related to where they live. But I don't have rent per se. I don't have a lease. I don't have a lot of those expenses. But I still got cash flow issues. Mm-hmm. And I still have things that day to day, I have clients who are, you know, a pain in the butt and refuse.
You still have to go out and get new customers. And so you trade. There are always equal and opposite reactions. In other words, what you gain in one area, you lose in another area.
Right. Exactly.
So it doesn't matter where you're based. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
It's the same stuff. And the essence is whether you're home based or whether you're going to take an office downtown or open up a storefront or whatever. If you're going to be a small business owner, you really need to understand what you are going to be faced. How big that globe is going to be that's going to be put on your shoulders.
Right. And it's going to be big, and it's going to be issues to be faced, and they're constant. And you know what? It helps knowing that the federal government or a big business or a medium business or a small business down the street goes through it. As they say, misery loves company.
Well, here's how it helps.
It's not misery, but the reality of it helps to know that everyone's facing it. It's not just Jeff. It's not just Jim.
It's not because there's something wrong with you.
Right.
That's the key. See, that's what hurts small business owners. That's the kind of toxic talk that we do to ourselves, Jeffrey, that makes what you and I are talking about worse than it has to be. Because we get the idea that, you know what, if I weren't so dumb, I could have fixed this.
Right.
Or why didn't I know this? Nobody else is having this problem. That's the worst one right there.
Right. We often go through that. And you know, that's not to say sometimes we shouldn't go down to the Small Business Development Center or to the SBA or to the SCORE office or someone else who can help us maybe see things. Because as a small business owner, we become sometimes cocooned that we think we're doing it right. Well, you know what? Maybe go to your banker, for example, and get some ideas
or
how to do things better.
Talk to another a friend who's also in business. You got to be careful that you don't get too closed in, and you got to reach out. We're going to come back and talk to Jeffrey Zabar some more right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Back is 23 after the hour. There's the Wilson ladies, the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy, otherwise known as Heart. Great song. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's a great guy, too. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Can we buy your books at your website?
You can inquire about the books at the website. They're not widely available, but I do have them here. So if anyone's interested, there's information about them, so they can find them there and they can learn about them and then contact me directly about purchase.
And contact teleworking, and we can talk to you about teleworking and telecommuting.
Teleworking and telecommuting as well, correct.
Can we still get safe at home?
A lot of these books I've transitioned into the ebook format, so it's a PDF file that you can you purchase, and I can ship over to you via email or however you want. I can burn it to a CD-ROM or whatever. It's great what we can do these days. And so when a book that was a self-published or quasi-self-published book, Safe at Home, on home office safety and security, that's a title that remains pertinent, even though it may not remain in paperback in the market. It's something that I can pop out there. And in today's day and age, especially with ID theft and things like that, is pertinent and more so than ever.
Absolutely. No question about it. So, folks, check that out. And that's chiefhomeofficer.com?
Yep.
Is that right? Okay.
That would be me.
And, folks, also, you can find Jeffrey. Jeffrey is a is a contributor to many publications. You'll see his byline a lot of places online and offline, and including the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, right?
Correct. Correct. We do technology and marketing and small business strategy columns for them, and have for quite some time. And they have been the rock. They have been the main sail on my ship for many years. And it's great to have a client like that.
You know, Jeff, we were talking about emotional endurance and entrepreneurial endurance, and to me, I'm right now I'm thinking of two people. I'm thinking of someone who's thinking about starting their own business, and they need to hear what you and I are talking about, because they need to know that as much as you and I love what we do, and as much as you and I wouldn't want to do anything else, there's a train load of challenges that you have to deal with, and things that maybe we can't even tell you about properly.
Right.
You have to experience them, and so that's for the people who are thinking about starting a small business. But I'm also thinking about somebody out there who has a small business, who now just heard what you and I are saying and said, boy, howdy, that's the truth. I wish I'd known about that before I started this, because right now I'm sitting here thinking, this is this person saying this. Right now I'm sitting here thinking, do I want to keep doing this? Is this, I'm at a break point. Do I give it all up and go look for a job, or, you know, do I admit failure? Is it time for me to, you know, how far? To me, Jeff, the biggest thing, the biggest decision for a small business, and almost everybody goes through this, I'm going to hazard the guess to say that everybody does, is to say, okay, is this as far as I should go?
Right.
Should I wrap it up here? And that, to me, is the difference between how strong your vision is, in my opinion. And also how honest you are able to be to yourself.
Well, the honesty obviously has to be tempered with make sure it's reality. The honesty is founded in reality and founded in fact. And, you know, we have a fantasy about being a small business owner or a reality we would like to see.
It's seductive, isn't it?
It's very seductive. You know, we want it to be a certain way. We want the freedom. We want to be our own boss. I mean, my father was self-employed, and so I always think back to how he was. But there are times when that reality, when that fantasy, as it were, is very challenged. You know, cash flow issues can come in and really make you think, why am I doing what I'm doing? But as we've been saying, the why I do what I do is because I'm able to steer that ship. I'm able to be at the till, be at the rudder, be the man who is standing at the wheel and driving it, and knowing that there's going to be storms. When people set off from Europe to come to the New World, they knew at certain times of year there were big storms, and some of them lost their way and some of them lost their lives, but that didn't deter them from coming. And I think they realized, and we realized, that there are ebbs and flows. There are, you know, tidal flows in the way we do things. And you may have a whole bunch of money on the books, but clients who just are really slow in paying. And that's just something we deal with. I mean, that's one thing I've dealt with and sort of fallen back on.
We all have. Everybody.
We
has.
All have it. And we realize that, you know, when that check comes in, I'm going to be flush for a little bit.
Yeah.
But until then, I just got to make sure I can make my payroll.
Or worse, by the time the check comes in, it's so late that it's anticlimactic, and it just barely covers what you should have already paid.
Right. It's constant. You know what? It's constant. But as we were saying, you know, there's a reason we do what we do. People say, do you enjoy it? Would you go back? I mean, obviously, it's hard to say, never say never. Ever. But in being a soloist and being an entrepreneur, a small business owner who happens to work from home, I find great satisfaction in being able to talk with you about this, and being able to get the kids off to school, and being able to avoid the commute, being able to still go out and mastermind and meet with people and network and not stay in the cocoon, because
and
I think
contribute.
One of the biggest... And contribute. And one of the biggest things I've done is to be able to build a network out there and find people who are like me, who enjoy camaraderie, and who I can share my ideas and
But what you're doing,
with.
Jeffrey, is what you're doing is you're doing something very important. When things get tough, you've got to stop and, as the old joke goes, recognize your blessings.
Right.
Remember the old hee-haw. Remember the old hee-haw episode? You got to recognize your blessings, and that's
exactly.
That's what you're doing, and that's a very important part of being a small business owner and that having that entrepreneurial endurance. Thank you, Jeffrey. Give us your website again.
It's been great. www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break, right back with Bill Brandt. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.